listeners, it's Kat Kruger, your DM at D20 Dames. We're winding down season one with just a few episodes left before the finale. Will Riot track down any of her siblings? Is Rose going to get any further with her quest for the Dark Sisterhood? And most importantly, how will Sildar rank in the local racquetball competition? These are all questions. For now, though, the Dames find themselves near Old Owlwell on a mission to track down a missing wizard. They revived Carp Alderleaf after a flying snake attack, but before they could send him off safely with a newfound goblin friend, the party came under attack. So as they're collecting these corpses, from behind you, you feel the earth shake. And move. I need you to roll initiative.
You thought you could stop it with song, Jen, but you couldn't.
I do not have the charisma for that.
Rose got 17.
Ooh. 9 for Sildar.
Riot got a 15. What did Carp and Goblin get? No, just teasing. They're going, right?
There. I'm putting them in the same turn order. So it's going to be Rose, Riot, Sildar, Goblin and Carp, and a giant constrictor snake that has emerged from the road.
How did we not see this coming?
This is a size huge beast. It is pretty much, it's ginormous, and it just rises out of the earth. And Rose, it is your turn.
What? Doesn't have wings, though, right?
This no one does not.
Oh, thank goodness. How far away from it is it from us?
It's basically split up the path, so you're...
Oh, right, okay.
It's like right there in your midst.
Okay. I whip out my my new fancy staff, which has some pretty stones attached to the top that I had been adorning while we walked.
Excellent.
And I just like out of complete fear and reaction, I just take like a giant swing at it. Okay.
Roll your attack.
Attacking. And this is a two-handed swing. Oh. No.
Oh, no.
I just whiffed that completely, spun around, and I might have even pulled a shoulder muscle.
Oh. We can chalk it up to the fact that the earth is probably quite uneven where the snake has just like emerged from. So you swing and miss, and Riot, it is your turn.
Oh, awesome. Riot has pulls out her glaive, and she's like, here we go. And she's going to flap up to it and go for like an area right under the jaw.
Okay.
A 13?
The 13 hits.
Yes.
With a snake, everything is below the jaw.
With this one, yeah.
Good point. I guess I meant like, you know, right where the tendons are still like shredded. That is a 6.
All right. So you hit into the snake. It doesn't appear to, it's bleeding a little bit, but it's still got a lot of strength in it.
Great. And can she take her bonus action?
Yes. Right now
as well? Yeah. She makes the symbol of like it's like a little diamond, but with like a little legs coming off the bottom point. Mm-hmm. She casts the rune shape and makes Hunter's Mark.
Cool.
Onto the, yeah. And it glows and she's like, you're mine, dirtbag. Or dirt roll, I guess.
Dirt log.
Yeah.
All right. Sildar, Haldar.
It's me, Haldar. Here I go. Sildar, I imagine he's going to want to try to protect Karp a little bit, but also get an attack in around the same time. But I think Sildar will kind of move in front of Karp as a signal to Karp that he should be careful and stay behind, kind of with one hand holding him back, and with his longsword, he'll do a multi-attack, basically slashing at the giant scary snake creature.
All right.
Oopsie daisy.
I don't know that spell.
That's a whoopsie. That's a big whoopsie. So the first slash is a 7 to hit.
Misses.
And the next is a 22.
That definitely hits.
Okay. So that is 3, a big 3 slashing damage.
All right. Again, you slash into it, but this is a massive snake, so it doesn't really register on the snake that it's even been hit. Now it is the goblin's turn with Karp, and the goblin, he had a little satchel with him, and he pulls out a rope, and you hear him muttering in goblin some words. And he touches the rope, and the rope suddenly rises up into the air, perpendicular to the ground. And it seems like at the end of the rope, there's like this black little hole that shows up. And he gestures to Karp and pulls at him and points up.
Oh!
And
it's a dimension.
Yeah, and Karp nods and climbs up. So he's going to just do like a halfway rope so that Karp can hide out in this little extra dimensional space hole.
Yes.
Safely. And that is their turn.
That's adorable.
And now it is the snake's turn. All right. So it is going to go for the goblin.
Oh.
And it snaps down its giant head. Coming down towards the tiny little goblin. This goblin is very dexterous and jumps out of the way.
Yes.
And now it is Rose's turn.
All right. I am going to pull in some chi energy and aim the Fist of Unbroken Air kind of up under its jaw, just kind of like Riot had done, to see if I can kind of push its head back very forcibly.
Okay.
You have to make a strength saving throw.
All right. That is a 14.
Oh, that beats my... It's saved. However, you still take damage, but not as much, so one moment. So 8 points of damage, and it doesn't move, isn't knocked prone, just probably looks annoyed at Rose.
Yes. It is definitely a little bit more injured at this point, but it is still up. It is a very big snake.
Okay. I'm gonna try to use my last bit of ki to get out of range.
Okay.
To disengage,
okay.
scamper off to the side.
All right. Riot, it's your turn.
Yeah. she's coming swinging back with her glaive because she's feeling lucky with it. Yeah, how's a 7 going to do, Riot?
It's going to miss.
Ooh, okay. So... She's swinging from the left-hand side and, like whiffs it. I assume it just, like, traces a small line across a scale. Yeah. All right. So I'm not a switch hitter. She, like, switches it back to the right.
All right. Sildar, it is your turn.
So I think Sildar, yeah, Sildar is going to choose to help Riot on her next turn.
All right.
Basically give her advantage on her attack. Okay. So basically team up, but to signify that, he's going to do like a very like SWAT team, like eyes on me, you point, like pointing, like doing a very elaborate,
oh yeah,
you know, hand eye movement towards Riot. As if okay. We've practiced this.
Okay, the eagle flies.
Yep.
Under the muffin.
Yep. Bushwick 32.
Bushwick 2. Got yep. it. Okay, yeah.
32. Oh, okay. My gosh. Oh.
All right. So now it is the goblin's turn. He sort of looks around and he sees... There's some stones on the ground that have been turned up from the roadway. And he speaks in goblin again and sort of gestures. And one of the stones comes flying up like a catapult towards the giant snake.
Wow.
And the snake needs to make a dex saving throw here.
Carp, your friend is OP.
Yeah, I might need to give this goblin a little bit of that reward money. He's really really pulling his weight here.
Yeah, no, I agree, honestly.
I think he's pulling more than his weight.
That's a good point. He's like an ant.
16. So he does 16 points of damage.
What? No. Does he blind it? Like,
so this stone, I'm imagining like he, you know, he picked one stone, but like it turned out to be buried deeper into the earth than he thought, and it just like flies up, and it's this giant stone that just like bonks the snake in the head and does all this damage.
Rose just like kind of thinks about all of her elemental training and just nods approvingly at the goblin. Yeah. Wow.
Now it is the giant snake's turn.
Is Carp just furiously writing stuff down in his like little book?
Yeah, he's cross-legged at the portal.
Just popping good berries.
Yeah, yeah.
So the snake is going to go for Sildar this time. And it gets a natural one. The snake is I think maybe you might be, all of you might be too tiny for its gigantic head, so it just misses Sildar.
Sildar is still doing signs to Riot also. So he doesn't even know.
And pick up the turtle from the like baker. Okay,
nodding,
yes, yeah,
furiously,
cool.
Like, yes, mm-hmm. Yes.
All right, Rose, it's your turn.
Rose got momentarily distracted by Sildar's gesticulation and kind of shakes back, returns to this snake, and I pull out my staff, kind of fiddle with the Nightmare Stone that's on top,
mm-hmm.
and I flick it with my finger so it starts spinning, and attempt to run straight at the snake.
Oh my gosh! Okay, so you're trying to channel the power that you channeled in the Hag's Hut, right?
In the Hag's Hut.
Okay.
I'd like to.
Oh my god.
Yes, I'd like to attempt to run through it and do some internal damage, okay, but. We're going to see what happens.
Okay. You have to do...
it's a charisma check.
Charisma check, yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
This is amazing.
Oh, 16.
Yes. All right. So all of you see Rose run straight for the side of the giant snake, which is big enough to... you know, contain an entire human. And she just, like, all of a sudden phases into the snake. Now, while you're in there, what do you want to... I guess you have to take one of your bonus actions.
Yeah, so while I'm in there, I'd like to
It is very dark, for the record.
What very little I know about snake anatomy. I assume it's gooey, so I have my eyes closed.
Yes. Wait, how much does Rose know about snake anatomy?
From my days in comparative anatomy.
I mean, very little. They're snakes, they've got scales, and they have an internal
Oh, okay. So you're self-proclaiming it is very little.
Yeah. Basically, Rose is just running through and hoping she can grab hold of its, like, vertebra or spinal cord.
Okay. Oh.
As she's exiting out.
All right. Oh, my goodness. And roll a strength check, and I will roll against it.
Okay.
Oh. Oh, 23.
No! Okay, so a strength check would have been 21. A strength saving throw would have been 23. Okay.
All right, so you attempt to blindly grab at its spinal cord. Mm-hmm. But because it's dark and you're not really sure what part you're in, you just sort of claw and then phase through onto the other side of the snake.
Ah.
And now you're covered in snake goo.
Wait, so she's on the other side of her, like, can we not see her?
Yeah, you can't see her.
Because I assume we're all freaking out.
Yeah, because you're like, she's in there now.
Yeah, Sildar's like, give back my friend!
That snake has a south mouth.
I would just like to take some knowledge, some solace in the fact that there is slightly less snake goo in the snake.
Yes, you diminished its like its stomach acids.
It can move faster now.
Yeah, it's lighter. It had indigestion before, but now it's feeling just fine.
Carp, good bury her.
he flicks one over.
Oh god! I mean, can we even see her? She's on the other side.
Yeah, he tries to flick one towards the snake's head. I guess.
Don't give the snake a good bury.
Are you talking from the inside or the outside? You sound rather clear at this moment.
I'm outside again. That. Half worked. I'm alive. I'm not inside a snake. This is we're just gonna accept that and help. Somebody help.
That was Riot. Disgusting and nearly effective, Rose. I'm pretty impressed. Just over here, I just want you to let you know.
Yeah.
Riot.
Riot's flapping up and like pulling, switching her glaive to her longbow. Rose is always trying to help us from the outside in. And she knocks a bow and aims it for the left eye of the snake.
All right.
Yeah. You have advantage also because I'm helping you somehow. Sildar's helping you.
Yeah, you. Oh, thank you, Sildar. That's super helpful.
Dad advantage.
Yeah, 18. Dad advantage.
Hashtag dad advantage. Yes. And all he's doing is like dancing. He's just like, riot. And maybe also distracting the snake at the same time. I don't know.
Yeah. He's just got the little finger guns by his hips.
Yes,
like,
exactly.
18 hits.
Yes. All right. Aha. 6 damage. Oh, wait, no.
All right.
Plus.
You have Hunter's Mark. Right?
Another 1d6. 11 points.
Ooh. Riot, she's our gal.
Yeah, is my aim true?
The snake is definitely looking very annoyed at this point. The goblin got some good hits in there, and the rest of you have been harrying it.
Did I take out that eye?
The eye is very wounded at this point. It's there's an arrow right in it.
I was hoping I had knocked it in such a way with the arrow that it like popped out so so Rose could grab it because eyes are good eating, but no, it's okay.
What? Lots of protein. You guys, your fancy restaurants. We'll talk about this later.
You wanted to make a stew out of it for later.
Yeah.
Are we back in the hag hut?
Sildar, it is now your turn.
Okay. Sildar, very high on that last attack from Riot. Is going
thank you, Sildar.
That's right. He gives you a little thumbs up as he runs towards the snake, and he's going to try to do another multi-attack with his longsword. The first attack is a 22.
Yes.
And the second is a 20, but not natural.
Yes.
So he's going to go in like a stabby as far as he can. Kind of low in the belly, and then a big pull upwards to kind of give it a little zipper pull up. So yes. Kind of stabby slashy damage. And
I think laceration is the word you're looking for.
Yes, a nice snake laceration. That's a total of 9 points of damage. It was 4 for the first and 5 for the second.
So the snake is definitely not looking good. It takes a couple slices through its body, and it's bleeding from all over the place at this point. There's blood from its eye and its body, and it is not looking good. So it's the goblin's turn now. What shall we do?
This goblin hasn't disappointed me yet.
Like, what does it have in its bag of tricks?
I want to know more about this rope portal thing.
Yeah. Give me one of these.
It's a spell you can get.
Sildar doesn't mess with spells.
He's a hands-on dead.
Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. The goblin's going to do the same. He's going to point at a stone again and attempt to hurl it at the snake. And this time he accidentally pulls up a pebble and it just sort of flicks up. And he just sort of, like, steps back.
I know how you feel. Thank you for trying. Points for effort.
Now it is the snake's turn. And it is going for Sildar again.
Watch out, Sildar!
17?
Yeah, that does hit.
All right. It doesn't.
No, it doesn't.
Oh, wait, sorry. That's right, Rose. Rose is right.
In denial. In denial. Nope.
All right, so it is going to whip out its tail and hits for 14 bludgeoning damage.
Can Sildar actually, I assume a tail whip is a melee attack, yes?
It is a melee weapon attack, yeah.
Great. Can Sildar try to parry?
Yeah.
Because he's just, actually he's going to do it automatically. Yeah, so his AC is now 20, which does not hit.
Ha-ha.
That's right, yeah. So cool. Its tail comes out and you are able to parry it.
Woohoo!
Huzzah!
It hisses rather angrily. And Rose, it is your turn.
All right. I see that wonderful open wound that Sildar made in this snake. I pull out a torch. Dash up to the snake and at the very last moment try to light the torch and cram it into one of the wounds.
Like, all right.
Or is that I guess it's a melee attack or a martial arts attack, sort of.
Yeah, and then it'll have some fire damage.
Yeah. Oh. You were so good to me a few moments ago. I think I might have burned my finger.
Aww.
It's a one.
Oh, yep. Yeah. You go in there, and I'm going to say there's goo in your eyes.
Yep.
Oh, no.
Yep. No.
And you miss. Riot, it is your turn.
She knocks another arrow, and she's like, "All right, here we go." An eye for a, ugh, and then like looks at the goblin.
No.
Did he hear me? Did he hear me? I mean, I guess I was kind of yelling.
Yes. So the goblin immediately starts screaming its head off.
It's probably distracting to the snake. Yeah,
I feel like this is only helping us. And she gets its head.
Unfortunately, that misses. I think maybe the high pitched scream of the goblin, when you accidentally said the EYE word, threw you off, and yeah, you completely miss.
Great, cool.
All right, guess,
yeah, turn over. What a great turn.
Sildar, it's your turn.
So the Sildar is sensing that this is just a couple swings away.
Oh
my gosh. I can't even count that because I didn't even roll it, but that was definitely a natural 20 that I just accidentally rolled. So he's going to attack, do another multi-attack with his longsword.
Yes.
And, oh my gosh, there are 15 is the first.
Yes, that hits.
And 20, not natural, 20 is the second.
Both definitely hit.
Oh my gosh, let's do this. Oh. Let's do this. Eight for the first.
Slashing
damage plus two, so that's 10 total. A boom.
All right, describe how you dispatch this giant snake, constrictor snake.
I think he'll come in this time kind of with a blazing scream to drown out what I assume the goblin is also still screaming at. Yes. With his sword over his head, coming in towards the top of the belly now, and then a big drag down for the second attack to complete the chain.
Rose dodges out of the way since she was nearby.
Yes, and the snakes.
Very good aim.
Oh, yes.
Experience. No question. But I assume we're both just like sprayed with more snake guts.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. It's a mess.
It was a very violent attack.
Yeah. And the giant snake just collapses with a really heavy thud on the ground.
Jump.
And you hear a tiny little from the extra dimensional portal, and Carp climbs down out of his little safety hole.
Bravo, that was rather exciting. I've never seen that before.
Neither have we. Or neither have I, anyway.
And that was rather handy, wasn't it? To have a friend like this fellow here. He really ought to have a name at some point.
I agree.
Yeah.
I mean, he's a killer. That's not a good name, but he is very good. You should keep him.
Oh, I intend to. Perhaps we could cover the snake's giant EYE, because I believe that might be what's terrifying him. And he goes over to the goblin and sort of puts an arm around him and just tries to calm him down a little and turns him away from the scene.
Yeah.
That's a good idea.
My hands aren't slippery with goo, so I'll close the eyelid. The three eyelids.
because he said eyelids two more times. Like, and Carp just like throws you daggers with his eyes.
Oh my gosh.
You've never seen him this cross before.
Oh my goodness. Where did this thing come from?
Okay, so I was quite certain Master Amaro was being a little melodramatic with his quote-unquote dangerous business and don't go to this place. Might be mistaken now, unless this is a hilarious coincidence. He's kind of like grimacing.
No, I think he was spot on. Yeah, nothing but snakes. I mean, if we should keep moving, I think, because we're just, you know, something else might come out of the woods or the swamp.
Yes, please. Like,
I don't know what new snake terrors, you know, a snake that, like, spits out other snakes. Like.
Also, if we start walking, the air will dry the snake guts that are all over me, and I'd like to get them off, please. Please?
Kat, we probably should have done this earlier, but is there even a sign that Master Amuro had been this way, or had anyone been this way, or did Carp's little adventure ruin that for us?
You could do an investigation check to see if you can track Master Amuro.
That seems like not a job for me.
That sounds like something the ranger would be good at.
Thank you. I wish someone would help me figure out my class.
Sildar's just going to be leaving giant hints for Ryan. Like, yeah. Man, I wish I knew about dirt and stuff. Anyone?
All right. 11. She kind of like pretends to hitch up like suspenders. Yep, just like everyone was begging me for.
Because the path was basically torn up by the giant constrictor snake that was underneath it, you are unable to determine any tracks, and any tracks that you might think are there. You're not sure how old or fresh they are.
All right. Riot conveys all this to them.
All right, let's maybe keep moving and we can investigate a little more.
Yeah, if he said he was going to the old owl well, I think we should assume. He seems pretty trustworthy. I think we should assume
that.
Well,
does he?
Yes, I trusted him. Trust him, I trust him.
Okay.
All right, what do you want to do with Carp and the goblin?
Send them home.
I thought they were already on their way, man.
Make sure they are actually walking and not getting distracted by other things. Carp, you cannot pack up portions of the large snake. It's not going to fit.
I mean, what? She'd like chop, Riot chops off the tip of its tail with her glaive. Here you go, kid.
So you walked like 30 feet. And then...
Yeah. I mean, it took a while. Like, you guys are like, you know, you knew what I was doing at that point.
Yeah. And he takes it and with the rest of his snake bodies. And he says, well, thank you very much. Thank you kindly for coming along and saving me and feeding me those good berries. And and for putting on rather a good show. And Rose,
yes.
I was rather mistaken about you.
You
don't have to be monstrous to be extraordinary. Thank you.
Thank you, Carp. And thank you very much for introducing us more thoroughly to your friend here. We'll see you all again soon.
I hope so. Have a good adventure. And if you happen to see any Yuan-Ti, perhaps you could describe them to me in better detail. And I don't know, maybe they might have a fang or something that you could bring back for me. That would be rather nice.
We'll see what we can do.
Enjoy those tail scales for now, though.
Yes. would you care for some good berries, Mr. Hallwinter? And he hands you over like the three or four sort of, they're a little bit smushed at this point, berries.
You sure you don't want to hold on to those for the trip back?
Well, you look rather worse for the wear, and I think I'm actually quite better. And I am moving towards safety, and I doubt that you are.
And you're used to having sticky hands, right, Sildar? From all the kids and stuff.
More like inky hands these days, but yes. Thank you, boy. I'll take those.
I think there is one right by the corpse as well. I tossed one out for Rose, but it might have got squashed. I'm not certain.
I will look for it.
All right. Well, cheers. And he
meanders off with the goblin, and you do, you know, you watch, and they are going back on the right path, and Carp is just talking the goblin's ear off, because the goblin can't communicate in common with him besides that one word that he knows.
Rose really needs to clean up, you guys. This is not pleasant.
I mean, I think you smell great. You smell at one with the earth, you know, a little bit closer to your name and your origin.
I'm pretty sure that's just the dirt that has stuck to the guts, that are stuck to me.
Got it. Yeah. You don't want the enemy to smell us coming. Okay.
Yeah. I mean, yes, I might blend in with them, but I'm not entirely sure I want to do this the whole way there.
You don't want to assimilate? Got it.
Yeah. The smell is very overwhelming. I'm having a hard time thinking.
Cool. We'll turn our backs, I guess. Or do we need to look for a stream?
Yeah, I mean, it's a little early for a rest, but we can do it. It's, I mean, I don't need a rest or anything. I can go on. We could run to the next checkpoint. I don't know. Anyone want to jog? You know, I'm feeling great. Sildar's like doing like stretches and trying to limber up. But behind his eyes, he's so tired.
Right hand Silda her backpack. Listen, if you need to like burn some LBs, you can just carry my stuff for me. You know.
Oh yeah, yes. Of course, he takes it. I mean, Sildar did only bring weapons.
The heaviest things he owns.
That's right.
Are you encumbered, as they say?
This is a little old school carrying your bag like this, right? I wouldn't think you'd want to do that, but yeah, I'll carry this for you.
Nah, I'm just kidding. I don't want you to touch my stuff.
Right, takes her stuff back.
There's not really a need to go find a stream. Rose opens up her water skin and kind of gets water in her hand and then makes like a water bubble around her hand and just kind of rubs the bubble.
Whoa.
Over Rose. Herself.
Nice.
You should open like a spa.
Yeah, you
I've read about those. That. Spa. You know, where you get like fancy treatments and fancy waters and
that sounds far more elaborate than my humble monastic life. I'll consider it.
I mean, you could raise the money for charity, though. You know, like, just keep enough to eat. I don't know why I'm trying to get you out of the adventuring party.
You're looking for a free massage. I think that's hot stone massage, because she can heat up a rock very easily at this point.
Right, it's like massaging her, like, aching sips. Anyway, all right, well, let's keep going down this trail.
Does anybody need to rest before you head off, or?
Yes, please.
Yeah, not me. Nope. just fine.
Cool. So Sildar doesn't get to. Yeah, he's gonna do push-ups the whole time, right?
Yeah. Like.
So he's gonna actually end up exhausted, I believe. Yes.
Yeah, I think he does push-ups with disadvantage.
Perhaps Sildar can investigate where this snake exited the ground from while we rest.
Oh no, Sildar! As soon as Sildar sees someone like take off a bag or sit, he's gonna be like, "Well, oh, I guess we're resting. Okay, well, if we're staying here anyways, I might as well. And you know, no use raging against that. So, I guess I can take a second.
So do you want to take a short rest or a long rest? What do you need to do here?
Yeah, short rest is sufficient for key points.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
So you can rest for about an hour.
Yes. 30 minutes of which I have to spend meditating.
Okay.
So that's the condition, I have to meditate for 30 minutes.
All right. So Rose is meditating for a half hour. Mm-hmm. I don't know if anybody wants to join her.
Sildar definitely wants to try, but I think that he's actually going to think that the opportunity is more like a hangout sesh, and spends 30 minutes talking at Rose about birds. thinking, you know, in a kind of like in a peaceful voice. Like he's trying to whisper.
Mm-hmm. So it takes Rose actually 45 minutes to get her key points back.
Uh-huh.
Because...
uh-huh. You see her sitting, she's sitting cross-legged on the floor, on the ground, and she just kind of, her eyes are closed, but every now and then she just kind of opens one eye and kind of looks at Sildar and then closes her eye and opens it again, and she's still there, still talking.
Sildar takes that as you, like, checking in. Like, Rose is, like, checking in with Sildar, being like, yep, oh, I'm interested still. He's not signaling that wrong.
He totally doesn't remember this parent, like, this is a parent where, like, you try to pretend when your kids are yapping at you that you're asleep, that you're just like, oh, God, they're still there.
Riot's helping by polishing her, the end of her glaive and cleaning the flocking on her arrows, and just turns occasionally and goes, man, Rose is a great listener.
Oh, gotta love my 45-minute, 30-minute meditation.
Yes. And after 45 minutes, you regain your key points, and you can head on back down the trail.
All right.
Is there anything you wanted to do, anything further you wanted to do with the scene here with the giant dead snake?
Rose would like to check out the area where it exited from the ground, because it exploded from the ground, if I recall.
Yes. So the path was a little bit damp because of the rain that had come through, and you just see like this giant rut where the snake had come from, and because it's really damp, it's sort of starting to close back in on the path.
Okay. I'd like to investigate to see how it's starting to close in, but see if there's any indication of how deep it was or is.
Okay, if you want to do an investigation check, we can.
14.
You think it's fairly deep. It's really difficult to say because of the damp status of the mud. But you think it's fairly deep.
It's been a while since I've dealt with snakes because I've been up in the mountains, but I don't actually recall big constrictor snakes burrowing.
Riot will attempt to help her out with a nature roll, and also maybe saying something like, I think due to their ectothermic nature, they burrow in the ground to stay warm.
Oh.
But will also roll a 4.
And that is exactly what you say, but you deliver the line with like a question mark at the end.
Yeah. So there you have it.
Hashtag snake facts.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Snake facts and snake snacks.
Are you chopping up meat?
I mean, I wonder if I could be
you
making.
You can.
Could be making jerk. Could have been making some jerky.
You can.
Yeah, I'm going to cut some strips off and then, like, Riot's going to cut them off and, like, attach them to the top of her bag so they kind of dry out in the sun.
Uh-huh.
All right.
Sneak. So I got rid of the smell.
Uh-huh.
You added it back.
Oh, and then Riot also pulls out some cumin and some pepper and salt to, like, you know, like, some things to kind of, like, seep into the meat and also cover up the smell.
Yeah. Probably drives away some insects, too.
Oh, definitely.
Ooh, I might have a bottle of some sauce that might help cure it.
Sildar's looking at you both, and actually he'll say, adventurers these days bring a lot of odd things with them on a short trip into the woods. I don't know. You have a kitchen in there? What's happening? Understand. Again, like, unencumbered, just, like, not holding anything at all.
Rose doesn't even need a kitchen because she can light things up.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Riot turns to Sildar.
Some of us have never moved before, so we just take everything with us, every opportunity, okay? That's our baggage.
And she just looks at him dead in the eyes.
Yeah, he's staring. Okay. He's staring back at you because he's so awkward and uncomfortable.
did you hear what I said about baggage and how it worked? Well, I feel like let's go.
Yeah, the light is changing in the sky. We should.
It's like a 6-hour star wipe.
All right, so you can continue down the path. Sildar knows where to take you to get to Old Alwell. So the trail that you're following, it crosses a marshy area. There are pools of standing water that flank the path, and the area stinks of rotting vegetation and stale water. As you pick your way carefully through the marsh along the path, you hear a low, rumbling voice somewhere at your feet that says, "Hey, down here."
Huh?
Sildar, I didn't know you could throw your voice.
not me.
Right.
I'm not that talented. You know that, Riot.
Hello? They look down.
Hey, how's it going? And you see at your feet a toad. A big talking toad.
How big?
It's not like a giant. It's not like, yeah. It's not a giant. Like the giant constrictor snake. It's just a very large toad.
Okay, so it's within the natural.
Yeah, it would fit in your hand.
Cool. I wanted to make sure it wasn't a toad I could ride or like weird like that.
Why does everybody want to ride the animals that you meet?
How dare you saddle shame us?
Yeah, ride, go through. I don't know.
Riot pulls out her cumin or salt and pepper. Dogs is good eating.
Oh. Riot.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Please, just talk to us.
I was joking.
Let's
Come
hear
on,
the toad out first.
How's it going, buddy?
Hello, sir.
Hey.
Or ma'am. Don't want to presume.
The name's Hubbub. Sent here by Master Morrow. He knew you were coming through and needed a messenger, hey?
Oh.
So, there's this abandoned stone quarry on the trail ahead. And, well, Master Amaro's there. I gotta warn you, though. There are, like, hundreds of Yuan-Ti there. they're performing some sort of rite. We don't know what the rite's about, but, you know, can't be good, right?
Sounds wrong.
Yeah.
We know what kind of rite is this. It's like they all just turning opposite of left. This is a synonym. I'm sorry. I've read about these. R-I-T-E. I got it.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. So.
We're looking for.
Hubbub. Hubbub.
Yeah.
Did you say Master Amaro sent you here?
Oh, yeah. I'm a fey toad.
Oh. That's lovely. Congratulations.
A fake toad?
No. A fae, like, you know, a fairy toad.
Yes, yes, of course, of course.
Yes.
That's lovely, beautiful, love it. Did you say he knew we were coming?
Oh, yeah. He knows that sort of stuff.
How did he know? I mean, I didn't know I was coming here until I decided to come only a few hours ago. What? How?
He kind of looks you up and down from his vantage point, and he says, I don't know about that. You look a little predictable."
Riot lifts up her boot.
Hey, just say the word Sildar, and I'll take him out for you, and I'll make it look like a different creature with these boots of tracking. False check.
Stand down, stand down. It's fine.
I don't know. Riot suddenly like his protector.
don't squash the messenger, eh?
Well, you sure have some opinions, Hubbub.
Do you live in this swamp?
Oh no, I'm just come and go. Usually live in a stone.
Oh. Do you need a lift? We're going, apparently, to the stone quarry.
Oh, if that's where you're going, that's where you should be going. I can take care of myself. You gotta know, there are definitely too many of those snake creatures for you to handle alone. So that's why Mr. Amuro, he's gonna create a distraction, and you can sneak your way in and rescue some of the people that are there. They're using those Yonti, they're using them in their right. That's all we know.
Oh, like humans?
Humanoid, yeah.
That sounds like what Carp talked about.
I can't trust a thing Carp says, so I just... That was what in one ear out the other for me, if you want to...
All right, well, I guess we'll know this distraction when we see it, or hear it, or feel it, or smell it.
Oh, yeah, he's a bit of a showman, eh? So you'll know. All right, well, message delivered, so, hubbub out.
And, thanks, hubbub.
And with that, he lets out a croak and leaves behind this sweet-smelling cloud of twinkling pink smoke as he disappears.
Oh. Oh, wow. That's, okay, waft it towards you.
Cover up all that disgusting smell around you.
Yeah. Right, takes her meat pieces and fans it through the pink smoke. Oh, yeah.
If you got an empty vial, you can bottle it.
Oh, hubbub. I had about 16 more questions for that toad. That's too bad. left pretty quickly.
Hey guys, it's Jen here. Last time you left me in the penny pit, but now the walls have morphed to this weird array of outlets, so I guess I'm in the plug pit. If you're heading out to San Diego Comic-Con this July, swing by booth M12 and Artist Alley to come say hi to me. You can pick up a print or a comic while you're there. I guarantee if you like this podcast, you're going to like what I've got going on. On Thursday, I'll be co-moderating the representation and gaming panel with Steens from Lion Forge Press. We'll be discussing your favorite topic, tabletop RPGs, with cartoonists Shing-Yin Kor, Max Baer, writer Josh Trujillo, and Satine Phoenix from Sirens of the Realms. Once again, that's Thursday at 7 p.m. in room 32AB at San Diego Comic-Con. Hope to see you there.
Hey everyone, it's Kat again. We want to give a big shout out to everyone who's supported us on Patreon. It's only been a couple weeks and we've received a ton of support. Once we reach $500 a month, we're going to create 5 live stream events. So if you can, head on over to patreon.com/d20dames. Regardless of how you support the podcast, we're thankful to all our listeners. If you want to reach out to us on social media, you can find all our links at d20dames.com. Anyway, that's it for now. Until next time, misadventure awaits. D20 Dames is a production of Misadventure Awaits. Music by Middle Essence. Support us on Patreon at patreon.com/d20dames. Sildar, it's your turn. Sildar?
Hello?
Hildar.
Oh, Hildar. You're talking to me. Thank you. Thank you. My friends call me Hildar, you know that.
Hildar to the max.